Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphreys. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphreys. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgen. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Zarrilla moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. Hayworth moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. Gutteridge moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Trotsky, and towards Schalk, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge scores. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Clark reaches second base with a double. Hodgson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Browns. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Humphreys reaches second base with a double. Burns throws the ball into Christman, who tags Humphreys trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clark scores. It's 5-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Christman moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. Clark moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball towards center. Tucker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tucker. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schalk applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schock moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 3 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla bunts towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing shortstop. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hodgin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark throws to second for one, and Schock throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.